years.
弟兄姐妹晚安。
I thought this was the 11th time I had been here. I wasn't, so I missed a year, huh?
我以为我是第十一次来，结果我弄错了。
And I think Larry is just being kind when he says I look younger.
我觉得 Larry 弟兄他很仁慈啊，他说我看起来很年轻。
As a matter of fact, the last time I spoke in Richmond, a sister told me never to wear all black again. I looked very old.
他说你看起来已经很老了，我那边的弟兄姐妹认为。
So we're grateful to be here.
我很感谢主，我来到这个地方。
It's a privilege always to be with brothers and sisters and share the Lord Jesus.
真的是神给我们这样的恩典、权柄，能够跟弟兄姐妹分享神的话。
Those of us in Richmond have an especially warm place in our heart for you brothers and sisters.
我们在Richmond 那边弟兄姐妹真的心里面常常能够想到这些弟兄和姐妹。
And thanks again for having Jeffrey and me.
我们再次感谢让 Jeffrey 跟我能够来到这里。
I always have to clarify this because people still think Jeffrey is my son.
我还是必须再强调一点，很多人认为 Jeffrey 是我的儿子。
He just happens to have the same name.
他只是跟我有一样的姓而已。
But he's a very precious brother to me in the Lord.
但是他实在是在主里面是我很宝贵的弟兄。
Another thing Larry just informed me of.
另外一件 Larry 弟兄刚才讲到的
I didn't realize you had spent so much time in the book of Hebrews.
我不知道你们弟兄前面有很多人在希伯来书已经花了很多时间。
I think Gideon was saying it was a year and a half you spent in Hebrews.
那个谭弟兄说我们花了差不多一年半的时间在希伯来书。
It's nothing like intimidating a speaker.
这好像对我们的讲员好像有点。
So I suppose everyone I get wrong, you can help me with and correct me.
如果说我讲错的话，你可以改正我。
Well, let's just read the Word of God. I want to read certain verses, not all, just certain verses. Turn to Hebrews 1, chapter 1, verse 1 through 4.
我想读一些主的话啊，一部分。然后我们先读的是希伯来书第一章一到四节。
God having spoken in many parts and in many ways formerly to the fathers and the prophets, at the end of these days has spoken to us in the person of the Son, whom he has established heir of all things, by whom he also made the worlds, who being the effulgence of his glory and the expression of his substance,And upholding all things by the word of his power, having made by himself the purification of sins, set himself down on the right hand of the greatness on high. And then this fourth verse, taking a place by so much better than the angels, as he inherits a name more excellent than they.
第一章第一节，神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界。他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能命令托住万有。他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。他所承受的名，既比天使名更尊贵。就远超过天使。
Chapter 2 verses 10 through 14.
二章第十到第十四节。
For it became him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make perfect the leader of their salvation through sufferings. For both he that sanctifies and those sanctified are all of one.For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly will I sing thy praises. And again I will trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God has given me. Since therefore the children partake of blood and flesh, he also in like manner took part in the same, that through death,He might annul him who has the might of death, that is the devil.
第十节，原本那为万物所主、为万物所本的，要领许多儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合一的。 因那使人成圣的和那得以成圣的都是出于一，所以他称他们为弟兄，也不以为耻，说我要将你的名传于我的弟兄，在会中我要颂扬你，又说我要倚赖他，又说看啊，我与神所给我的儿女，儿女既同有血肉之躯，他已照样亲自成了血肉之躯之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
And I would like to read chapter 6, verse 9.
然后第六章第九节。
This is the second occurrence of that word better.
这是特别讲到说有个更美更好的。
But we are persuaded concerning you, beloved, better things, and connected with salvation, even if we speak thus.
亲爱弟兄，我们虽是这样说，却深信你的行为强过这些，并且进步得救。
Chapter 8, verse 1.
第八章第一节。
Now a summary of the things which we are speaking is this. We have such a one, high priest, who has sat down on the right hand of the throne of greatness in the heavens, minister of the holy places and of the true tabernacle which the Lord has pitched and not man.
我们所讲的是其中第一要紧，就是我们有这样的大祭司已经坐在天上至大者宝座的右边。第二节，在圣所，就是真帐幕里做执事，这帐幕是主所知的，并不是人所知的。
And finally, one more verse, chapter 12, verse 3.
最后一节第十二章的第三节。
This is related to that hymn Larry had us sing.
这跟刚才我们所唱的诗歌有关系。
For consider well him who endured so great contradiction from sinners against himself, that you be not weary, fainting in your minds.
那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
And let's have a word of prayer.
让我们再有一点祷告。
Lord, we're so thankful we could gather again this weekend.
主啊，我们感谢你，让我们能够有再次有机会能够聚在主你面前。
We're so thankful we can be in your presence and open your word.
我们真的是感谢主，真的是你在我们的同在，让我们能够分享你的话。
Lord, we tell you always, you alone have the words of eternal life.
主啊，我们实在知道你是那永远的主，你有永生之道。
To whom shall we go?
我们还有除了你，我还跟从谁呢？
Lord, unless you speak to us.
主啊，除非你跟我们讲话。
Unless you open your word to us.
除非你把你话语打开。
We will have no idea what the letter of Hebrews is really about.
我们真的就不知道希伯来书要讲些什么。
So we call upon you, dear Lord.
所以我们向你呼求，我们的主啊。
Speak, dear Lord.
求主说话。
Your servant heareth.
你的仆人在这里。
We wait upon you for words of life.
我们在这里等候主，你向我们说话。
And we give you thanks with that expectation.
我们真的是在这边向你感谢，等待你的话语。
In Jesus' name.
奉主的名祷告。Amen.
Amen. Well, I was praying for some time about this visit.
我对这次的来到，我有许多的祷告。
And I didn't know what to share when I came this time.
我不知道这次来要在主面前分享哪一方面。
I kept praying and praying and saying, Lord, what do you want me to speak in New Jersey? They probably heard everything they want to hear from me.
主啊，我在主面前一直祷告，我说主啊，我该说什么？他们也许从我这边所要听的都已经听过了。
And one night we were in a prayer meeting in Richmond.
有一天晚上我们在 Richmond 的祷告聚会之中。
And a sister read from Hebrews 10.
有一个姐妹读了希伯来书第十章。
And I knew in a moment.
我在那一刻我就知道了。
It was like a flash of light.
就好像一个很新鲜的光。
I knew it was as if the Lord Himself said to me, "That's what you're to speak on."
那主要对我说话就是讲的这一段话。
So I'm sorry, y'all are so well prepared.
我对我们在主面前有一些这样的祷告。
I may not have any new information for you.
我觉得没有一些新的一些的资讯给你们。
I think our brother said to me, I was with him at the dinner table, boy, you're in trouble tonight. But we look forward to what the Lord would speak to us. The book of Hebrews is a very unique book in the Scriptures. It's a book of extreme importance. I have read what numerous people have said about the book of Hebrews. And they say some pretty outstanding things. I think all of you know Graham Scroggie. Graham Scroggie said, this epistle is in a class all by itself. That's a remarkable thing for this Bible scholar to say. He said it must be judged by its own standpoint. There's a dear brother in the Lord, you may not know him, but you may have his commentary on in Hebrews, Adolf Sefer. He said an even more extraordinary thing. Here is one who was a converted Jew. He said, if any book more than another out of the 66 books that compose the Scripture merits distinction all its own. It is the wonderful book of Hebrews. He went on to say even a more remarkable thing about the book of Hebrews. He said we can look at Hebrews as the hub of the wheel. Which the whole Bible and all 66 books of the Bible converge to this hub. As spokes to the sinner. I know quotes are hard to translate. I feel for my brother. But I'll give you one more. This brother said this. He said, in a sense, it is beyond any other epistle. What a remarkable thing to say. He said Hebrews is an artistic whole. You know, this book is not without its own controversies. Difficulties. There are all kinds of people that have opinions about this book. I read a number of Bible scholars that don't agree, and I respect them all. There are those that, let me put it this way. The unique thing about this book is the only letter or book in the New Testament that we don't know who the author is. Of all the 27 books in the New Testament, we know the author of 26 of the books. But when it comes to the book of the Hebrews, we don't know who the author of the books are. Now, there's a lot of people that have a very strong opinion of who the author of the book is. Some of them express that opinion quite strongly. He's not necessarily a Bible scholar, but my dear brother Jerry Amon said something one time, it shocked me.
他不是圣经学，但是有一个我亲爱弟兄，他讲一个观点，让我很吃惊。
He said, as we know, when Paul wrote this book,
他说我们知道保罗写这本书,
and I looked at him like, where did he get that information from?
我看着他说你从哪里得到这个资讯的?
But if you're a fan of A.W. Pink, he says, certainly Paul wrote this book.
但是他讲说, 对的,
if you're a fan of Robert Govett, he says, yes, without question, Paul wrote this book.
哎呦，我们知道有他讲到说，我们狗贝弟兄讲一讲说。
And our dear brother Adolf Sevier, who wrote one of the most wonderful commentaries, said, surely Paul wrote this book.
那另外一个弟兄, A.W.
Well, I think that's quite interesting that we have this controversy all these years about this book.
我们知道说，这很这个很有趣啊！但这么多年来，有对这本书有不同的意见。
Scroggie said there's been much ingenuity about who wrote this book.
就是另外弟兄 Scroggie 要讲到说，真的是对这本书这么多不同争论，我们非常的。
I'm going to make a point if I haven't put you to sleep already.
我再讲一点，如果说你还没，如果让你睡着的话。
But the one thing we can be sure of about this book is we don't know who wrote the book.
我们对这本书非常确定的就是我们不知道，我们不确定是谁写的这本书。
As a matter of fact, one brother put it this way.
事实上有一个弟兄是这样讲的。
I happen to like this.
我觉得我蛮喜欢他这样讲的。
He says, who it was who wrote the epistle, God only knows for certainty.
谁写到底是谁写，我们知道只有神知道。
Now I think this is important.
我觉得这是很重要的。
You may think it's a waste of time, but I think it's important.
我觉得你们觉得也许是浪费时间，但是我觉得这很重要。
Because this letter that is so unique to the New Testament, the author for some reason was veiled.
就是说这本书是非常独特在新约里面，所以呢，它的。
Why is it that 26 books of the New Testament we know the author? And yet when we come to the book of Hebrews, it's silent. We don't know.
但是呢，来到希伯来书的时候，却好像是我们不知道。
I think it's intentional.
我觉得这是故意的。
And I think it's significant.
我觉得这是很重要的。
And I think the significance is this.
我觉得重要性在这里。
The subject of this book is so absolutely important.
因为这本书所讲的这个题目是如此的重要。
That the author hid himself.
所以这个作者就隐藏了他自己。
That he wouldn't obscure from the great message of this book.
他不要让他自己，然后就是。
I think that's the divine reason. Another thing about this book. What do you think the vital message of this book is? I suppose you all studied that in great detail. But I think when you read this book, you begin discovering there is a single vital message. And that single vital message is our Lord Jesus, the Son of God. Why is this so important? Because this book, like no other book in the New Testament, chose to make the single emphasis the Lord Jesus Himself from the beginning. Knowing the deep need of the church and the deep need of every believer, it's first and foremost that we see the Lord Jesus. Have you seen the Lord Jesus?
你看见主耶稣基督了吗?
Has the superiority of the Lord Jesus gripped your heart?
你看到这个超越基督抓住了你的心吗?
Has the singular place of the Lord Jesus been revealed to you in the Spirit?
是不是主耶稣基督他的独特性能够
This is not a matter of head knowledge. This is a matter of revelation that comes from God Himself. You can't say thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, like Peter. Unless you get revelation from above. The clear message of this book is singular. It is that the Lord Jesus is incomparable. It is that the Lord Jesus is superior to everything else. It is that the Lord Jesus is better than everything else. That's the clear message of this book. Listen to this. Here's what William Newell said. I like this very much. The great object of Hebrews then is set before these believers' eyes. Christ, the Son of God. Son of Man. The great high priest. In the heavens, and to cause them constantly to occupy their thoughts and worship God. Into whose presence Christ has brought us by His precious blood. Now, what's the third thing about this book? I hope this background is not too boring to you so far. We need to know some background. Who was this book written to? It was written to Jewish Christians in the day. Does that mean it's not for us? I am not a Jew. You may not be a Jew. Are you a Jewish believer? Yet Andrew Murray said there's no more important book for the church than the book of Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, it was written to those that had heard the word. It was written to those who had believed the word. It was written to those who were turning away from the great things they heard. And it was written to those who were turning to shadows and types of the old covenant. They were putting their trust in religion. They were living by rules and regulations. They were very faithful in their religion. But they were turning away from the matchless Christ. Now think about that. Does that speak of the church today? Sometimes we put a lot of faith in our religion. Many of us have heard. Many of us are saved. Thank God for that. But many of us are turning back. Many of us are not pressing on to the fullness of the stature of the Christ. Many of us are not forsaking all and following Him. Many of us have not seen the incomparable Christ. Brothers and sisters, I think this book is written to us. There couldn't be a more important thing. The basic message is, are we going to settle for anything other than Christ Himself? Brothers and sisters, we've been called outside the camp.
弟兄姐妹,我好像被呼召到营外去了。
We've been called within the veil.
我们没有来到那个幔内之内。
We've been called to a higher and heavenly calling.
我们事实上是一个有属天更高的呼召来呼召我们。
This is what this letter, I believe, teaches us.
这是希伯来书所要跟我们所讲的。
Hebrews 3:1 says this.
在希伯来书第三章第一节这样讲。
Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling.
同盟天召的圣洁弟兄啊,
isn't that you and me?
是不是就是你和我呢?
Aren't we holy brethren?
我们是不是, 圣洁的弟兄们,
partakers of a heavenly calling?
我们是在这天, 这个天召里面, 有份的。
Have we stopped our progress in Christ?
我们在主面前是不是,
have we settled for less than His fullness? Do we just attend meetings? I believe this is what it's about. Will we settle for less than God's best? You there?
Yes.
Okay. Something tremendous was about to happen to the Jewish believers. In 70 AD, Jerusalem would be overrun and the temple destroyed. There was a tremendous shaking coming upon the Jewish believers. And it was divinely appointed. Because what God was going to do was to separate Christianity from Judaism once and for all. And brothers and sisters, when you come to Hebrews 12, you realize the writer prophesies of another great shaking.
弟兄姐妹,如果你读到, 希伯来书作者就是讲预言到有个以后一个更大的震动。
He says, I will not only shake the earth, but the heavens.
再一次我要不但要震动地, 还要震动天。
Brothers and sisters, we're coming into days of great shaking in the end.
弟兄姐妹, 我们现在是进入这个极大震动的这个时期。
And God is going to allow and even ordain that shaking.
神不仅仅是允许，而且圣要命定我们进入这样的阵营。And
the purpose of that shaking is to separate reality from falsehood.
就是要能够这个震动，就是要分开这个真实跟虚假。To
separate just pure religion from reality in Christ.
要分开宗教跟这个真实。
I believe that's why this message is so important. In Hebrews 12:26, it tells us we're to receive an unshakable kingdom. I believe this is why this book's so important. Now here's the difficulty we have. We have four sessions together. And we're going to try to look at all of Hebrews. That's a very difficult text. So all I can offer to you is my little teaspoonful of revelation. And hope that somehow your year and a half of searching this book, there is an amen in your heart. That's the introduction. An absolutely important book for the generation we live in. I couldn't agree with Andrew Murray more. We must know the message of this book. And we must enter into the reality of the message that's in this book. It's not enough to hear it. It's not enough just to study it. It's not enough to memorize it. The deep message in this book must get into our being, our very spirit. That's the burden the Lord has laid upon my heart. Well, I think I already warned you that the thing we would be focusing on would be the word better. If there's a single word that describes the book of Hebrews, it's this one word, better. I think Larry already said it's 13 times. He's exactly right, so y'all are way ahead of me. But if you look in the New Testament, that's more than any other, all of the other places in the New Testament combined.
我如果看所有新约的书，这本书所讲更好更美，是超过所有其他新约书信所写的还要多。
We're not going to read every verse, but we're going to read a portion of the verses.
我不会读全部，但是我读一小部分。
In chapter 1, verse 4, it talks about Christ being better than the angels.
第一章第四节，我们讲到说，主耶稣基督比天使远超过天使。
In 6, verse 9, speaking of believers, it says, we are persuaded better things concerning you.
我们虽然说第六章第九节，我深信你们行为强过这些，并且进步得救。
In 7 verse 7, speaking of Melchizedek, it says, the inferior is blessed by the better.
第七章第七节讲到位分大给位分小的祝福，这是伯不倒的理，这是讲到说麦基洗德。
In 7 verse 19, it talks about a better hope.
第七章第十九节，我们讲到一个更美的指望。
In 7:22, it talks about a better covenant.
第七章22节讲到一个更美的约。
In 8 verse 6, it talks about a better covenant.
第八章第六节讲到一个，也是讲到更美的，讲到约乃是凭更美之应许。
In 8 verse 6, it talks about better promises.
讲到更美的职分刚才，然后更美之约，现在又讲到更美的应许。
In 9 verse 23, it talks about better sacrifices.
第九章23节有讲到一个更美的祭。
In 10 verse 34, it talks about a better substance and an abiding one.
第十章第十节，第十章第三十四节讲到更美长存的家业。
In chapter 11, verse 16, it talks about a better country.
第十一章的十六节讲到一个更美的家乡。
In 11:35, it talks about a better resurrection.
第十一章的三十五节讲到一个更美的复活。
After that great hall of faith in chapter 11, verse 40, it says, having foreseen some better thing for us.
这边第
And finally, in 12 verse 24, it talks about, and the blood of sprinkling speaking better than Abel.
这边,第12章的24节,这是讲到说,
now, our country is a consumer nation. We rank things in three categories.
我们把一些东西分成三样,三等份。
I think you know where I'm going.
你知道我要讲些什么?
We think of things as good, better, or best.
我们就是因为里面讲说有这个是好的,更好,最好。But
the writer of Hebrews said this is better.
但是在希伯来书讲到说这是更好。This
message is better than anything you can imagine.
这些所讲的比其他是更好。This
is the better purpose of God.
这是神更好的应许。
The better, if you look at the word in Greek, the Greek translation of the word, the better in Greek is the best, God's best.
但是如果说我们从原文希腊文来看的话，在希腊文讲的这个更好，事实上就是最好的。This
seemingly ordinary word captures the very essence of this book.
这就是这个字就是抓住了在这本书所讲的中心，这本意中心。
It simply means nothing can compare to what God has done and what God will do.
就是讲到说没有其他事物能够跟我们的神所做的相比。All
the former things that preceded were just shadows and types.
所有我们所人所看见的只是模型或是只是一个影子。Brothers
and sisters, without an understanding of this simple word, you cannot understand the book of Hebrews. It shows the superiority of God's purpose.
是讲到说这个神更最好的这个中心。
Now, there are other words like this in Hebrews, by the way.
没有其他的字像这个样子。
There's the word great and the word greater.
它是有讲到说有好或更好。
Did you study Gideon, great and greater?
我们有学这个英文就是这个很好或更好。
Hebrews talks about so great salvation.
在希伯来书有讲到说
Hebrews talks about our great high priest.
讲到我们说更好的祭司,大祭司。
Hebrews talks about Melchizedek is how great this personage is.
就讲到说有按着麦基洗德的等次,更好的等次。
Hebrews talks about the cloud of witnesses as a great cloud of witnesses.
讲到说有更好的见证。
And finally, Hebrews in 13:20 talks about the great shepherd of the sheep.
第13章第20节有讲到了说，我们使群羊的大牧人。When
John wrote about the shepherd in John chapter 10 in his gospel,
在约翰在讲约翰福音第十章讲到说，
You remember what he said?
你记得约翰是怎么讲的吗？
John called him the good shepherd.
约翰讲说他是好牧人。
But the writer of Hebrews elevated that thought.
但是呢，在希伯来书作者好像把这个更高的提升了。
He saw the superiority of the Christ.
他讲到说神的超越性。
And he called him the great shepherd of the sheep.
他讲到说这个大牧人，群羊的大牧人。Well,
when I was in my 50s,
我在50多岁的一个时间，
I went back to school and got two more degrees.
我在50多岁的时候，我又回到学校，又再学了两个学位。
I don't recommend it.
我不建议你们去这样做。But
I remember doing it. It was quite painful.
我只记得非常的痛苦。
My partner told me I should work on my golf game and not two more degrees.
我的那个合伙人说我应该好好去学习打高尔夫。
He was probably right.
不应该去学习，也许他是对的。But
for an engineer to have to go back to school and take English was a painful thing. And I'll never forget my English professor. I wrote one paper and gave to her. And she circled every time I used the word great. She circled it in red. There were red circles all over that paper. She said, this is an overused word. She still gave me an A. That was the only good thing. I'm so glad the writer of Hebrews didn't have my English professor. We would never have heard about the great shepherd of the sheep. There's another phrase in Hebrews. I don't know if y'all consider this phrase. It's the phrase so much. Or how much. Or by so much. You have to help me here, Gideon. Did y'all consider that phrase? It's that same thought from the writer of Hebrews. He's saying this message is so much more than anything you've ever heard. He even combines the word so much better. He combines the word, he says, so much greater. Even when speaking of the Lord Jesus in Hebrews 1:4, he says this. Taking a place so much better. In 8 verse 6, he says, by so much he is mediator of a better covenant. 8 verse 6.
更美的宗保.
You ready?
Yes.
Okay. In chapter 9, verse 14, it says, how much rather shall the blood of Christ purify your conscience?
这边, 第9章第14节, 他的血清不更能洗净你的心,
Hebrews 10:25 says, by so much the more as you see the day drawing nigh.
讲到说那日子近了就更当如此.
This is the thought. Hebrews 12:25 has another use of that word.
第12章的第25节讲到这个更多的这方面.
Now, brothers and sisters, the reason we're taking so much time with this thought of better.
弟兄姐妹，我们花了那么多时间讲到说，讲到有更多更好的这方面.
Is these are not just words to the writer of Hebrews.
这不是好像只是一些对于这个作者来讲，不是只是一些字句.
This is the very essence of what he's writing.
这是讲到说这个他们心中的这个中心.
And those that have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches.
有环有耳的，所有教会弟兄姐妹都应该这样听.
Know that it is much more.
知道说有更好更美的.
That it is better.
有更好,
that it is greater.
然后更超越的.
These are the deep words of Hebrews.
这就是在希伯来书里面讲到这个很深很重的话.
Now the third thing I want us to focus on is where the writer picks up in the book.
我第三个所要讲的就是有讲到说这个作者在希伯来书所要
And the writer goes into great detail and great length for this purpose.
他关于他的这个所要讲的这个目的，他有更多更深的这个描述.
It is to show that the better purpose of God is completely in His Son, our Lord Jesus.
就是讲到说，神更好更美的目的就是在主耶稣基督的身上.
That is the intent of the book.
这就是这本书的它的所要讲的重点.
It is the opening salvo in the book. Turn to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 and 2 again. God, having spoken in many parts and in many ways formerly to the fathers in the prophets, at the end of these days has spoken to us in the person of the Son.
就是在神迹的古时界，众先知多次多帮小谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子小谕我们。
This is the better message.
这是一个更好的,
this is the greater thing. This is the so much more.
这有更多的在这个地方。
In the past, God spoke in many ways and in many parts.
在古时神有讲了许多不同的事情，不同的话。
Some of your versions say diverse ways in diverse parts.
在其他弟兄姐妹有讲到说这是一个有更多其他不同的方面的话。
In other words, in the past, all of God speaking through the many prophets was bits and parts.
就是讲到说神在旧约的时候就是借了一些的先知讲了这边一点那边一点的话。
But in the end of these days, His speaking in the Son is the complete speaking of God.
但是呢，在这末世的时候呢，这借着神的儿子，他对我们是讲了一个完整完全的话。
Notice it says, let me read it to be very careful to you.
让我这边特别小心的读这些话。
He has spoken to us in the person of His Son.
他这边讲说借着他儿子小谕我们。
The writer was very deliberate the way he wrote that.
这我想这是。
He didn't say through the speaking of His Son.
他没有说借着神的，只是普通的这样子随便讲讲的。
He has spoken to us in the person of His Son.
而是借着神的儿子，这个神的儿子的本身对我们讲话。
The Lord Jesus is the Word of God.
我们知道神就是神的话语。
God's whole thought is expressed in who the Lord Jesus is.
神的完全的彰显是借着主耶稣基督彰显出来。
The Lord could be silent, just as He was before Pilate.
其实我们的主耶稣基督其实可以静默，就好像他在世上前30年。
And God would still be speaking in the person of His Son.
但是神是却借着这位人，借着这位神，主耶稣基督对我们说话。
It's not just, make sure you follow me here, it's not just the words of the Son. It's the Son Himself.
我想我要特别强调，就是说，不是是好像就是一些话语而已，神的一些话，而是借着这个人，是我主耶稣基督这个人的话所说出来的。If
you read this literally, it would say He has spoken in Son.
他如果说真的是我们这样好好再看的话，就是借着。
In other words, His final, conclusive speaking to man is His Son. He has nothing else to say. Everything He wants to say is in that beloved Son. It's in that incomparable Christ. That is the whole of God speaking. It is God's final word. I remember years ago there was a TV show that came on. It was Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? I don't know if you remember
it.
But they asked the same question over and over again. It became part of the iconic American language. They would say, Is that your final answer? I remember everywhere I went, in the boardroom or in the gym, people was picking up and saying, Is that your final answer?
我常常到一些, 到, 运动地方或是一些, 会议，就是常常人家都说，这是你的最后的答案吗？
Brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus is God's final answer.
弟兄姐妹，主耶稣基督就是神的最后的答案。
There's no one like him.
没有人像他一样。
Newell said this also. I think it's tremendous.
弟兄是这样讲。
Christ is God's message to us.
神啊，主耶稣基督就是神的对我们的信息。
He himself is God's message to us here.
主耶稣基督自己就是神的信息。
Brothers and sisters, everything is concluded.
所有事情都在主耶稣基督里面完整。
Everything is finalized.
就所有事情都在主耶稣终了。
Everything is summed up in Christ.
所有人都在主耶稣里面总结。
That's the purpose of God in Christ Jesus.
那就是这是神在主耶稣基督里的目的。
I hope you see the importance of that.
我希望你们能够看到这个重要性。
God has no more important word to say to us than say, "In my Son is everything."
神没有对于在主耶稣基督之外讲到其他重要话，所有重要话都是在主耶稣基督里面。
You remember when Paul wrote the letter to the Colossians, chapter 3, verse 11.
记不记得在保罗在哥罗西书第三章的第十一节。
This is one of my favorite verses.
这是我很喜欢的一段圣经。
The second half.
在第三章十一节的第二部分。
But Christ is everything and in all.
唯有基督是包括一切，一切又住在众人之内。
Do you see that, brothers and sisters? Christ is everything.
弟兄姐妹看见了吗？主耶稣基督是包括一切。
What part of everything is left out?
没有一切，没有任何事情是在他之外的。
You remember the Lord made this point. God Himself made this point in a very dramatic way.
你知道那个神对帮关于这件事情，好像一个非常戏剧性的。
You remember when the Lord Jesus was baptized by John in the Jordan?
你记不记得主耶稣在约旦河被施洗约翰受浸的时候
？And when the Lord Jesus came up out of the waters of baptism?
你记得主耶稣从受浸的时候，从水里面出来的时候
？And the dove descended upon the Lord. You remember that event?
就是圣灵像鸽子一样降在主耶稣的身上。
Something absolutely remarkable happened. God rent the heavens. God spoke. He broke through the heavens. And he said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I have all my delight."
This is my beloved Son.
You remember it didn't happen just once.
你记得他这不是只发生一次。
You remember on the Mount of Transfiguration in Matthew 17.
记得在马太福音十七章的时候讲到变幻山上变化的时候，神。
You remember how the Lord was transformed before those He took there.
记得主耶稣基督在变幻山上变化的时候。
And you remember Peter's famous words.
记得这个。彼得所讲的这个很有名的话。
He said, "Lord, it's good that we're here."
他说：“主啊，我们真好，在这里真好。”
Let us build three tabernacles.
让我们建三个棚子。
Of course, he was gracious. He mentioned the Lord first.
当然他很棒啊，他讲到主耶稣。
One for you,
一个是为你。
And one for Moses,
一个为摩西。
And one for Elias,
另外一位以利亚。
And God couldn't stand it.
但是神没有办法忍受。
God rent the heavens.
神从这个天上发声。
He sent forth His thunderous voice.
他讲到说这个好像听大像雷的声音。
And He said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom is all my delight."
这是在我神，这是我的爱子。
And He didn't stop there.
但是他不仅仅停在这里。
He said, "Hear Him."
而且你们要听他。
Do you remember that story?
你记得这个故事吗？
The Lord Jesus is God's final speaking.
主耶稣基督就是神所以说话的总结，而且是终结。
If you don't see the incomparable Christ in Hebrews,
如果你在希伯来书中没有看见这个不可比拟的基督。
If all you see is encouragement and warnings,
如果你只看到只是 激励或是警告的话。
If all you see is lessons of comparison between the old and the new order of things,
如果你只看到了只是对新跟旧的比较，
and you don't see the infinite measure of God's Son,
如果但没有看到这个好像超越的这个基督神的儿子，
you've missed everything about this book.
那你就好像失去了这一切。
Look at Hebrews 8:1.
我们看一下第八章的第一节。
This is a very important juncture in this epistle.
这边讲到说，讲到说这个大祭司。
The anonymous writer said this.
这边讲到这个墨者是这样写的。
Now a summary of the things which we are speaking is, we have such a one, high priest, who has sat down at the right hand of the throne of the greatness in the heavens, minister of the holy places, and of the true tabernacle which the Lord has pitched, and not man.
我们所讲的是其中要紧，就是我们有这样的大祭司，已经坐在天上至大者宝座的右边，在圣所就是真帐幕里做执事。这帐幕是神，是主所知的，不是人所知的。
Here is the writer of this book, unnamed again, I say.
这边讲到这个作者，就是我们不知道是谁的这个作者。
And he gets to this point in this epistle.
讲到这个神书信的这个重点。
And he says, now the summary of what we're speaking is this.
就讲到这个所有的总结，最重要的。
It literally means the chief point of which I speak is this.
就讲到说我说所有所讲这个最主要的重点。
Now, if a writer tells you in plain English or Greek at that point,
如果说作者在英文，如果在原文是希腊文，
the chief point I'm making to you is this.
如果讲这个最重要这一点是，
you should pay attention to it.
那你就应该特别的注意。
If a speaker comes before you, like I'm trying to do, and says, the chief point of this whole book is this.
如果说一个讲员来这边讲到说这本书里面的最重要的重点是，
you should pay attention.
那你就应该注意。
And then the writer does something else in this book.
那这本书作者另外在做一个其他的事情。
He begins to talk about the infinite glory of this only begotten Son of God.
所讲到说神所超越的荣耀。
He talks in the first chapter about the infinite glory of the Lord.
讲到说这个超越的荣耀。
As a matter of fact, he gives the sevenfold glory, infinite glory of the Lord Jesus.
他讲到这个有七个方面的这个荣耀。
In chapter 1, verse 2, he said, whom he established as heir of all things.
这边第一章第二节讲他说他为承受万有的。
He is the inheritor of everything of God's.
他是神所有产业的那个承受者。
He is the heir.
他是承受产业的。
I was once an heir.
我原本是。
I have a great uncle that had a pig farm in North Carolina.
我有个叔叔在北卡，他有很大的农场。
And I received notice in the mail that is one of the 42 heirs.
他有42个继承者。
I had a share of my great uncle's pig farm.
我在这个叔叔有一小部分的承受。
I think this is a little different.
但是这边是讲的不一样。
Here's the heir of all things.
这边讲到说他是承受所有一切的。
Look what it says also in verse 2.
那我们再看一下，还是第二节。
By whom he also made the worlds.
这边讲到说借着他创造诸世界。
This is the second of the sevenfold glory.
这是讲到这个七个部分的第二点。
He's the creator of everything.
他是创造，他是所有事情的创造者。
Look at verse 3.
我们再看一下第三节。
Who being the effulgence of his glory,
他是所有神荣耀所装的光辉。
Now, I don't know if you speak and use that word very often, effulgence.
这边讲到一个字，讲到说完全。
I've never said to Linda, Linda, you look very effulgent today. But it simply means his brightness is taken to the extreme. That's the glory of the Lord Jesus. It means brightness like the brightest of the stars. Even like a megastar. Now, I don't mean someone from Hollywood when I say a megastar. I mean a celestial being. A celestial planet. Look at verse 3 again. I've never seen a more full verse in the Bible. He is the expression of his substance. Brothers and sisters, this means he is the exact representation of who God is. He is the exact image of God. He's not a copy. He is who God is. You know, Linda and I have some furniture, and we can't afford the original. So when we went and bought our bedroom suit, we bought a reproduction copy. The original rice carved bed is somewhere in a museum and it's priceless. Our Lord Jesus is priceless. We have a copy. That sevenfold glory keeps going. Look at verse
3.
And he upholds all things by the word of his power. He is the sustainer. He holds things together. Do you remember when the Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross? You remember when he said those last words, "It is finished"? You remember how creation fell apart? The very foundations of the earth were shaken. And the dead came out of the graves. That is because the one who upholds things together by the word of his power tasted death. That amazing verse 3 goes on. It says, having made by himself purification for sins. He is our Redeemer. Only the Lord Jesus can redeem us from our sins. This is part of the sevenfold glory of the Lord. And the last part of verse 3 is this. He set himself down at the right hand of the greatness on high. So great is this incomparable Son. So full of glory. That after he had completed the work of God, he is seated at the right hand of the greatness, the majesty on high. And here is the writer's final punchline. Verse 4 says this. Taking a place by so much better than the angels, as he inherits a name more excellent than they.
他所承受的名既比天使名更珍贵，就远超过天使。
Stay with me just a little bit longer, if you will.
再跟我再待一段时间。
Hebrews doesn't stop with these incredible few verses.
希伯来书不仅仅只是讲到这几节，好像已经非常好的这几节。
It goes on to say that this incomparable, matchless Christ.
他讲到说这个不可比拟的基督。
Is better than the prophets.
是比先知更美。
He's better than the angels.
比天使更珍贵。
He's better than Moses.
他比摩西更美。
He's better than Joshua.
他比约书亚更好。
He's better than Aaron.
他比亚伦更高。
He is better than the whole of the old covenant.
他比所有旧约所讲的更高。
This is the purpose of God in the Son.
这就是神的在神的儿子里面的目的。
Now there's one word of exhortation concerning this Son that's absolutely important.
那在这里面有讲到说，神的一个激励的话语。
My brother Larry already gave it away.
我们的Larry弟兄他已经跟你们讲了。
We already sung the hymn.
我们已经在这个诗歌里面唱了。
In chapter 3, verse 1, it says, Consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Jesus.
就是有关于你们应当思想我们所认为死者是为大祭司的耶稣。 就思想。
This is the word. This is the word of exhortation to us. We must, first of all, consider him.
这边就是我们要讲一个重点，就是讲到说，我们第一个就是要思想我们的主耶稣基督。
In chapter 12, verse 3, it goes even deeper.
在12章的第三节，他讲的更深。
It says, consider well him.
就是你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
Who endured such a contradiction of sinners against himself.
你们与罪恶相争。
Unless you grow weary and faint in your heart, your mind, brothers and sisters, this is God's word to us concerning His Son.
弟兄姐妹，这就是神借着他儿子所要对我们所讲的话。
Have you considered Him?
你们有没有思想到我们的主？
Have you seen Him?
你们有看见他吗？
Has His incomparable glory captured your heart? Or are you satisfied with just being saved? This is going on to perfection, dear brothers and sisters. Here is the first verse from one of my favorite hymns. The hymn is Hast Thou Heard Him? I think you probably know it. Hast Thou Heard Him, Seen Him, Known Him?
听到他，看见他，知道他。
Is not thine a captured heart?
是不是能够抓住我们的心？
Chief among them, thousand own him. Joyful, choose the better part. The Lord Jesus is the better part.
弟兄姐妹,
now let me share briefly one last thought. Not only is the purpose of God revealed in His incomparable Son, but the purpose of God is to be revealed in the many Son. Think of it, brothers and sisters.
想想看, 弟兄姐妹们,
this glorious, incomparable, matchless Son is enough.
讲到说我们这个不可比拟的这个基督耶稣基督,
yet God has a greater purpose in mind.
但是神有他更好的目的,
His greater purpose in mind is to include us when we're redeemed to be the many sons. Look at Hebrews 2, we've already read it. Verse 10, for it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make perfect the leader of their salvation through suffering.
原来那第二章第十节，原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
Have you thought about this? What a revelation of God's purpose!
有没有想到说这是神的如何伟大的启示？
We can understand His love for His only Son.
我们能够了解神的爱。
But can you take in that the very purpose of God not even includes His only Son, but it includes us? As His many sons?
你想到说神的目的是不仅仅是在他自己儿子里面，而且是在所有他的众子里面。
This is what the writer of Hebrews meant when he said this.
这是这个作者是这样所讲的。
Hebrews 6 verse 9.
第六章第九节。
But we are persuaded concerning you, beloved, better things, and connected to salvation, even if we speak thus.
这边讲到第六章第九节，亲爱弟兄们啊， 我们虽是这样说， 却深信你们的行为强过这些， 而且并不得救， 竟不得救。
Look at what it says at the end of Hebrews 11.
我们看一下， 第11章的末了。
And these all having, 39 and 40, and these all having obtained witness through faith, did not receive the promise. Listen to this. God having foreseen some better thing for us, that they should not be made perfect without us.
第11章39-40节，这些人都是因信得的美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的，因为神给我们预备的更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同得，就不能完全。
What a purpose of God!
这是神多美的一个目的。
Think of it. We can understand the sevenfold glory of the Lord Jesus.
想想看我们讲到说主耶稣基督这个七个方面的荣耀。
But can you comprehend the love of God when He says He will bring many sons to glory?
但是你们想到神的爱呢？神的爱是要把众子进入神的荣耀里去。
I think that's just marvelous.
我觉得真是神，真是太。
That's the great message of Hebrews.
这是神伟大的信息。
He can't say enough about the Son of God.
他对于他的儿子没有办法讲其他的事情。
But then he begins to let out the great secret of eternity.
但是呢，他这边讲到神永远的这个旨意。
And the great secret of eternity is this.
神永远旨意的奥秘是。
God wants to bring many sons to glory.
神永远的奥秘是要。
And to conform them to the image of His only Son. That's the whole of the purpose of God. So just like the Lord, there was a sevenfold glory. So the writer of Hebrews begins to expose the sevenfold glory.
那神又讲到说另外一个七个方面的荣耀。
Of us as the people of God. He calls us to be the many sons, first of all, that will come to glory. I love what Brother Spark said about sonship. He said this sonship, when understood, is the greatest revelation of God to man. It is the greatest of divine thoughts to man. The second thing it says in Hebrews 2 verse 11,
然后第二个部分是讲到说,
is he that sanctifies and those that are sanctified are all of one.
就是能够把所有一切都成分归一。
Can you imagine that?
你能够想象吗?
That's the fulfillment of the Lord's Prayer in John 17. We said, Father, that they may be one as we are one.
就好像在主耶稣基督在约翰福音十七章讲说, 愿他们合为一句像我与天父一样合为一。
This is the divine intention and purpose of God.
这是神的神圣的期望。
It goes on from there. It says in verses 11 and 12 that he's not ashamed to call us brethren.
他讲到说我不与称他们为弟兄为此。
We're his brethren. Can you imagine?
你能够想想看吗? 我们是主耶稣基督的弟兄。
I think brother is the most precious word in the Christian world.
事实上弟兄这个词在我们基督徒里面是一个很
I may forget your name, but I'll never forget if you're my brother or sister.
我也许会忘记你的名字, 但是我不会忘记你是我的弟兄,你是我的姐妹。
That this Son of God, this unimaginable, incomparable Son would call us His brothers is a glory we can hardly contain.
这边讲到说,我们就成这样不可比拟的神, 他去称我们为弟兄,
and then he goes on to say he's not ashamed to call us brethren.
而且他这边讲到说,我称他们弟兄也不以为耻。
I would understand if he were a bit ashamed of us.
他就讲到说,也许他对有其他也许会觉得为耻。
You know, it's like that uncle you don't want to admit he's your uncle. You know that family. But it says he is not ashamed to call us brethren. I'll never forget when Jessica, my daughter, my baby daughter, became a teenager. I thought it was a normal day. We went to the mall. And she said, Dad, would you please walk on the other side of the mall?
他说,爸,你不要跟我走在一起,你走另外一边。
And I said, Jessica, what do you mean?
我说,Jessica,你什么意思啊?
She said, Dad, it's not cool that I walk with you.
他说,爸,你跟我走在一起,我就不酷。
I said, are you ashamed of me?
我跟他讲,我跟你在一起,你觉得羞耻吗?
And this verse came to my heart.
结果这一节圣经就来到了。
And for a moment, being in the mall, I was in heaven.
就好像我们在购物中心,就好像在天堂一样。
And I thought the Lord of glory
我看到了就好像神的荣耀
is not ashamed to call us brethren.
在神的荣耀中,他必不称我们为弟兄为此。
In Romans 8:29, it tells us about the purpose of God.
在罗马书8章29节讲到神的目的。
So that he should be the firstborn among many brethren.
使他的儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
I know we're out of time, but that isn't it. He calls us children in verse 13.
他称我们为儿女在第十三节。
Children speak of infinite love and care.
讲到说儿女的话就是需要特别的。
What a privilege that is! What a glory that is that we're children of God! But if that isn't remarkable enough, listen to this verse in 1 John 3 verse 2.
1 John 3 verse 2.
Beloved, now are we children of God. And what we shall be has not yet been manifested. We know that if it is to be manifested, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is.
第三章第二节，亲爱弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道神主若显明，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的身体。
Can you imagine a more
你能够再思想更多吗？
glorious position to be in?
我们真的有这样荣耀的地位。
He goes on to call us in chapter 3, verse 1, partakers.
他第三章第一节有讲到说，我们是有份的。
The psalmist said, taste and see that the Lord is good.
就是讲到说，我们的尝尝主就知道主是美善。
But the anonymous writer of Hebrews calls us partakers of the heavenly calling.
但是在第希伯来书三章一节特别讲到说，我们是与这个
And Peter, the apostle, said, by the exceeding great and precious promises, we are partakers of the divine nature.
我们在叫彼得在彼得书信讲到说，我们是在他这个圣洁之中有份的。
Can there be a greater glory?
我们能够比这个荣耀更多吗？
There is a greater glory.
但是真的还有更好的。
He calls us in chapter 3, verse 6, whose house we are. We are the house of God.
这边有讲到第三章第六节有讲到说，我们是神的家。
Can you imagine, brothers and sisters, God has chosen His people, whom He redeemed through the blood of His Son, to be His permanent dwelling place for all of eternity.
这边也讲到说，神借着他儿子得赎回来一群人，成为他所要居住的地方。
There cannot be a greater glory.
事实上没有比这更大的荣耀了。
And finally, the last.
最后一点。
This may be the greatest glory.
也许是他更大的荣耀。
The writer of Hebrews in chapter 3, verse 14 calls us companions of the Christ.
而且这边讲到说第三章第十四节有讲到说我们是他的。
Companions is the highest glory.
同伴这。中文没翻出来，但是他这边讲到说，这是更大的荣耀。
And the deepest privilege.
而且是最大的这个权柄。
Do you know what we are to be in eternity, brothers and sisters?
知道我们是要在永远里面荣耀，永远里面。
We are to be the bride of Christ.
你知道我们是要成为羔羊的新妇吗？
We are to be His companion for all of eternity. Can you imagine?
你要知道我们要成为神永远的同伴是在永永远远吗？
Let this sink in what the writer is trying to communicate.
求神让我们能够真正知道这个作者所要。
He's saying, look at this sevenfold glory that is in this Son.
让我们看看神在主耶稣基督里面要给我们这样的荣耀，七次的荣耀。
And look at this sevenfold glory that is my purpose for all of my sons.
看到在神在主耶稣基督里面在对我们身上所传达这七个荣耀，七种种的荣耀。
To me, this is the message of Hebrews.
这就是来讲到希伯来书里面的信息。
I hope this gives you a little deeper taste for Hebrews.
我希望今天所讲对你们对希伯来书一些更多的一个思想，更多的尝到这里面的真理。
I can't imagine a more special book.
我没有觉得没有任何一本书超过这本书。
Thank God, this is the better purpose of God.
感谢神，这是神更好的目的。
Thank God it's the better purpose that we see in His Son.
感谢神，这是在神更好的目的之中，我们看见。
But thank God beyond all understanding.
感谢神，在超过这一切的我们所能够理解的。
We are included in that better purpose.
我们能够在这个更好的这个目的中，我们有份。
Not for a moment.
好像没有一个时间,
but for all of eternity.
而是永恒, 我们都在里面。
This is the epistle of Hebrews.
这是希伯来书的这本书信。
Shall we pray?
让我们有点祷告。
Now, Lord, these things are hard to explain.
主啊，这实在是有些难以解释。
We ask you to quicken what was of you.
让求主能够敲醒我们的心
，and erase what is not of you，
让我们能够一切能够遵主。
Lord, if we could ask one thing,
主啊，我们能够请求一件事情。
We want to say to you, show us your glory.
我们有件事就向祈求主啊，把你荣耀显明给我们看。
Open our eyes so we can see this incomparable Christ.
让我们开我们的眼睛，让我们能够看见不可比拟的基督。
So that we could be captured.
所以我们能够被你所抓抓住。
By that unfolding glory.
让这个显明的荣耀。
And you would be the better thing. To us.
你在我们里面是那更好更美的。
Lord, it's unimaginable how much you love us.
我们实在是可以想象你是如此的爱我们。
That you would have all these better things for us.
你有这些为我们所准备的更好更美的事。
It's almost too much to take in.
好像我们没有办法承担。
But we thank you.
让我们向你感谢。
We thank you. You had this anonymous writer.Write these things down for eternity.
你准备这样的美好的作者，让我们写明了这许多的事情。
And now we know what the book of Hebrews means.
让我们知道希伯来书的意义。
That we have a better hope.
我们有更美的盼望。
Based on better promises.
让我们看在建立到更美的应许上面。
We thank you in Jesus' name.
我们感谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.